Gable McBird here on a, what day is it, Thursday evening.
The 1st of October.
The 1st of October.
I've got Audio Boot Tech at 126 megabytes.
Yeah, that's mine's even bigger.
So I've got this stuff now. Where is it from? Huge Organics, what's it called? Pure, what's it called?
It's just called Pure.
All right.
On London Road in West.
Yeah, now called Huge Organics.
It's a takeaway. Yeah. On the store.
And you bought, because we'd been talking about how you go for pizza and buy Huge and never eat it. And this is some stuff that you bought yesterday. She didn't even have the heart to put it in the fridge at work.
No, she didn't. Tell them what it is.
It's some kind of, it's red cabbage, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be okay.
It actually says Turkish red cabbage.
Turkish red cabbage?
Mm-hmm. Tell them what it smells like.
Oh, it smells really vinegary. So it smells like, you know, it gets in your nose. I'll try a bit of it. Really sharp. That's horrible. Tastes like that vinegar getting Chinese plate. That's horrible.
God.
I don't like that at all. God. If you like vinegar,
I told you.
If you like vinegar, you'll like it, but that's really sharp. And, ugh.
Vinegar.
Normally red cabbage's got like spice, German spice associated with it. That's just full on, you know, a bottle of dodgy beer mixed with salt and just splashed over the top of cabbage. That made me quiver eating that. That was grim.
It stinks, doesn't it? This evening we've been to Thai place.
I do love you, Miss Arthur. You send me all these beautiful things.
Well, don't you have to try that?
Brr, brr. No, that was not nice. Yes, I've been to a play called Backstage in Biscuitland, which is basically written by this woman who is, she's got Tourette's syndrome. Full on, and she sort of hits herself and jerks and swears. And I mean, normally it's just things like biscuit, or but sometimes she'll say odder things, won't she, as well?
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck it, or just, you know, strange, you know, cat, or she'll.
I love cats.
Yeah, I mean, she talks about bins quite a bit as well, which is odd. So, good job she didn't know the wheelie bin. She's actually a wheelie bin herself, in that she uses a wheelchair because her walking's dodgy. I really found it a bit mixed, really. I mean, I was quite interested in the way she talks about it affecting her life and some of the things she talks about, but some of her. She kind of mixed it in with little sketches that were a bit strange. Although, the idea of loads of city, getting loads of city twats, drama idiots to sing that they want to have sex with animals, I thought was quite bizarre. I mean, I didn't really see why people joined in singing they want to have sex with animals, unless they do, of course, which is great, but if they don't, well, you know. Anyway, that's all a bit odd. I don't know why she said about having sex with animals. It was, you know, there was some very strange, kind of surreal. I know that part of what she said is that some of the language that she comes out with is pretty surreal and odd. So that was at the Soho Theatre. I would maybe like to have gone for some fodder in the area, some lovely smelling food, but Yeah, it's so busy around there. I chilled out a bit, you know, felt a bit stressed earlier on in the day because the tube to Whitechapel, tube from Stepney had failed. Two cash machines didn't work, so I had to go around looking for one that did.
Basically, he was just on one.
Yeah, I was on one.
He was
a
grumpy old fart.
A grumpy old fucker, and no mistake.
I said fart.
Yeah, I know, it's grumpy royale, so I'm sorry about that.
Well, everyone possible.
Pretty much everyone, yeah. Not everyone, but...
Including the way that broke her arm.
But there was some child grabbed hold of my bollocks. Yeah, that's the other odd thing I do have to report. As well, I was on the train, some child was up and his hand between legs and grabbed hold of me bollocks. Like, what? That's a major bizarre event worth
that
audio.
That might have been a game for them.
Suppose it might. Maybe that's what they used to do to their dad, who's getting out of the bath, I don't know.
Didn't it happen more than once?
No, it only happened once. It only happened once. It's like, wow, you know. But, yeah. So, yeah.
So we came back here.
And, say, the reason starting the boo was that bloody cabbage, which it sounds like a nice place you went to, but... And I like red cabbage as well, but that is just ridiculous.
We went to Thai for tea.
Miss S had two portions of curry and rice and a portion of squid, which is meant as a main course with rice itself. And I don't think the charges were too full on, were they, really? Was it 48 quid?
28 for mine.
And 22, yeah. Yeah. 4.50, 22 for mine, which... We ended up paying for back to be half a bottle of wine and a beer.
The wine was
$12.95 actually for a bottle of house red, and I've had a lot worse, would you say? It wasn't a superb, oh my god, I want tons of that, but I've definitely had a lot worse. And the staff, it was quite busy. It was as busy as I've seen it.
Check it's still going.
It should be, unless it stopped magically. Come here. Hello. Audio boom. Previous track. Audio boom. Pause recording. Yeah, it's still going. Because the pause recording button is the one that... so I think that's really essentially about it. I'm off to King's Cross to deliver some paperwork for some bits of jobs I've done tomorrow. I'll find something to do with my last weekend of freedom before... this weekend I've been fairly busy for 3 days, which I suppose is a nice ease into it, really, although it's not work-related. What's that?
This week, not weekend.
No, I meant this week. Same thing. Not the same thing. And then for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, it's going to be, oh my God, on the Friday... I won't have anyone to think about but myself.
That sounds dodgy.
It does, doesn't it, really? And not the, you know, it's just I won't have any, as far as I know, there'll be no visitors or... So it's not meant any dodgier than that. There'll be no, as far as I know, anyway, at this stage, no visitors or anything next weekend. but we will see. So is your run in Chester, Miss S?
Yeah, Chester on Sunday.
Do you have a proposed time?
No. Mark did say that was discussing race logistics and tactics on Saturday.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we've got to do loop races there. You know, don't power off right at the first or you'll be bushed. Is that what he said to you? Is that not what he said?
No.
All right. So what are your race strategies and tactics going to be then, Miss Earth?
We haven't really. I'd quite just enjoy it as it's fine.
But obviously, how do you do it? Because obviously you don't want to power off at full bore. You'll be, no. You'll be bushed, please. After 13 miles, if you went off full on.